Well, the big question of the day has been where exactly an extra £20 billion a year for the NHS will come from. Theresa May claimed a Brexit dividend would help fund the increase, but that was dismissed by critics as unrealistic. Well, we do have a bit more insight into the extra cash. The Prime Minister just announced taxes will rise as a result. Well, right now, the Prime Minister is speaking about the government's long-term plan for the NHS, so we can hear a little from her now.
Diabetes UK are creating apps and wristbands that will help those at risk of type 2 diabetes prevent or delay the onset of this disease.
Well, joining us now live is Steve Fouch from the Christian Medical Fellowship. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Steve, before we get into, you know, exactly where this money is going to come from, what was your initial reaction to this £20 billion boost for the NHS?
Well, I mean, it initially sounds like very good news, and it's certainly needed. But if you dig deeper into the figures, you realise that it's only going to affect frontline services. It's only enough of an increase in funding, really, to maintain the current services at their current level. And it doesn't tackle things like health promotion, training of NHS staff, and perhaps most significantly, social care, which is one of the big issues that affects how the NHS is being used at the moment.
Because this works out as at £384 million a week, which, just sounds like an awful lot of money. Is that really justified, do you feel?
In terms of the continuing function of the National Health Service as we currently run it, yes. The cost of providing healthcare is escalating constantly. It's not just a problem in this country, that's a global issue for all sorts of reasons. But if we're going to be able to maintain a health service that's world class and is free at the point of need, the only way we can do it is by increasing funding. And as things stand at the moment, the only way we can do that is also by increasing taxation or finding other ways in which we can raise that money.
Right, so let's talk about this funding then, because it has become somewhat of a political game of tug and war. Mm. How concerned are you by how the NHS is going to get this extra cash that, you know, so many people say is very much needed?
Well, it's hard choices that have got to be made at some point or another about whether we increase taxation, whether we cut other services, education, defence, police, all of those sorts of areas to pay for this. How do we balance it? How do we make it all work? And I think it's something that's not going to be sorted out overnight, and it's not something that one government's going to be able to do. This is something that's got to... They're already talking in terms of a 10-year plan, and I think that's very wise, because the reality is the changes that happen within the health service and making sure that all of the training budgets and the prevention budgets and everything else are set well in advance will require a 10-year cycle at the very least to be able to make that happen. And at the moment, everything tends to be built around when the next general election will be, which is 4 or 5 years on average.
Right, because we know about the money, but the details still seem to be, you know, what we're waiting for. And we might have to wait until much later in the year when the Chancellor provides that. But what, you know, as Christians, we want God to be at the centre of any debate. So with this, where do we fit God into this issue?
Well, there are a number of issues. Of course, you look back into the Old Testament, particularly books like Deuteronomy and Leviticus, and it's very clear that there is a social responsibility to ensure that the poorest and the most vulnerable members of society are cared for, but without creating an excessive degree of dependency either. So we have always got a balancing act on that score. The other thing is very clear is that God's concern is that his people are healthy, not just in physical sense, but in a spiritual, moral and psychological sense. And a lot of the health problems that we face as a country are not just to do with straightforward illnesses. They are to do with how we function as a society, how we care for the more vulnerable members of our society, the sort of lifestyles that we lead. And So much of scripture is very clear about setting out boundaries and patterns for our lives that ensure that we do live more healthy and outward focused rather than inward focused lives. And many of the challenges we face health wise in this country are from things like non-communicable diseases like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, a lot of which are related to the way we eat and exercise and work. As likewise, another big challenge for health is mental health. And a lot of that is to do with how well we support one another in communities and families. And family breakdown is one of the big indicators towards mental health problems and actually also physical health problems. How are we looking at supporting and caring for families? Okay. And the church has a huge role in all of this as a part of the community, as a God's presence here in the person of his people here on earth. We should be leading the way and challenging the way society treats people and looking at modeling better ways of caring and supporting one another.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us on the News Hour. Steve Fouch from the Christian Medical Fellowship.